It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest real estate news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course, wherever you get your podcast from. And it is a Monday morning. Didn't take long for the weekend to disappear. December the 4th today, which means once again tomorrow we are facing another decision from the RBA regarding your mortgage rate that you pay. In fact, to see the OECD predicts a slowdown in Australia's GDP growth for 2024 due to the cost of living pressures. They also expect foreign student arrivals to aid the economy. But this is the interesting bit. They are forecasting the cash rate to stay at 4.35% until Q3 of 2024 next year. They say thereafter the RBA might gradually start a rate easing cycle, aiming for 3.6% by December of 2025. So we will wait and see what happens tomorrow. This morning we are catching up with Nicola Powell, the Senior Research Analyst from Domain. And a very good morning to you, Nicola. Welcome back.
Good morning. Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on again.
Now, you guys did the Domain's end of year wrap for 2023, which indicates the median house price in all capital cities. I think it reached, 1,084,000, something like that?
Yeah, we did end, 2023, what a year. We did see that combined capital's median house price hit just over $1.08 million. That is at a peak, so it is a new record high. And look, we've got many of our cities ending 2023 with record pricing. Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane is now fully recovered from the downturn, and Sydney, $7,000 away from being at a new record high.
Yeah. And what about the median house price for the regional side of things? I think the figure there is around 590K.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just over that. And that's at a peak as well. I think what we have seen is, the regional or combined regional areas didn't see as a significant downturn as we saw coming out of some of our capitals, but it has recouped. But we are seeing slower rates of growth in regional markets compared to capital cities.
Now, despite the cash rate rises that I was just talking about and the anticipation of a price decline, the housing market saw unexpected growth, which really defied expectations.
I think I walk away from 2023, really showcase the undersupply of housing that we had across Australia. Because as you rightly said, we've seen the cash rate go from 0.1% to 4.35%. We've seen 13 rate hikes over 2022 and 2023, and many of them were actually in 2023. And we've also seen consumer sentiment deeply, deeply pessimistic. But lo and behold, we've got record pricing across many of our capitals, and we've seen a recovery in price growth pretty much across all of them. They've all bottomed out and they're starting to grow. And I think for me, I walk away and go, I look back at 2023 and it really showcases that shortfall of housing supply, which collided with rapid population growth. We also had a very strained construction sector. And of course, which has hit the headlines many times this year, the tightest rental market that Australia has ever experienced.
Yes, indeed. All right, we'll come back and we will talk more about property, this report from Nicola next.
Let's explore together the power of real estate. We keep you better informed and updated.
Well, I see the surge in short-term property sales is hitting a decade high of almost 19%, and it's impacting regional Queensland. That is according to CoreLogic's data. data. The trend is driven by mortgage stress and rapid capital growth, which is a bit of a shift from traditional flipping to the scenario of people now proactively selling because of the rising mortgage repayments and increased capital growth. So that is one to keep an eye on for next year as we get closer to 2024. I see that one of my favourite actors, Jeff Bridges, celebrating his birthday today, turning 73. If you are doing the same for today, December the 4th, many happy returns. Jay-Z, the musician, he's turning 53. And Marissa Tomei, she's turning 58 today.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
And around the country, good morning if you are in Sydney. A little bit of a mixed bag. Cloudy skies with a 40% chance of a shower or two. And 24 is your forecast high. In Melbourne, expecting a mainly fine day, 30 degrees. Brisbane, cloudy. And also a 50% chance of one or two showers with 31. And in Perth, once again, it is the place to be. Sunshine, little bit of cloud cover today, and 27 for you.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia.
And we are back on your Real Estate Monday, talking with Nicola Powell, the Senior Research Analyst from Domain. And if we have a look from your report, Nicola, the population growth, the tight rental markets, and the unemployment really fueled demand, resulting in a scarcity of listings and really, you know, helping push those prices higher.
That's absolutely right. I think the year was almost divided into two halves. In the first 6 months of 2023, we, as you said, we saw a scarcity of listings. And that was really kind of consumer behaviour coming out, where list sellers, vendors didn't want to list their homes for sale until they really felt confidence back within the housing market. And once we hit kind of mid-year, we did see sellers come back in. They regained confidence. We saw new listings rise. And the rise in new listings really did help to ease the competition between buyers. And what we saw in the first half was actually quite strong rates of growth. And then in the second half, prices are still rising, but the pace of growth has has been easing. So I think some really interesting dynamics over the listings environment. I mean, there's still some capital cities that are grossly, grossly undersupplied, you know, like Perth and Adelaide, even Brisbane. It really does have a lack of supply. Supply is overall better in Melbourne, is probably the city I would pick out than most of the other capitals.
Yeah, your report, as you said, cities like Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth, they're either fully recovered or very close to it, which is a huge talking point for 2023, because despite 13 rate hikes over 18 months, the impact on housing wasn't as catastrophic as speculated. So, you know, the whole sort of rate rise, it has been a major talking point for 2023. Here we are once again. We're on the eve of another announcement tomorrow. So go on. What do you think?
I think it's going to be on hold tomorrow. We're of the belief that we are likely at a cash rate peak. If there is going to be one more rate hike, it will be earlier part of next year. But we are of the belief that we are pretty much at that peak, and we are anticipating that rates will be cut in the latter part of next year, probably that Q4 period. And I think what's going to be interesting is to watch the reaction of our housing markets once we start to see interest rates coming down, because obviously it improves borrowing capacity. And I think once we start to see the cash rate being cut, it will feed into a better consumer sentiment as well. And consumer sentiment and housing market activity are actually related to one another. So once we see that consumer sentiment rising, it will spark housing activity. And I'm pretty sure that what we'll see is a stronger upswing in price as the months tick on after we've started to see rates being cut.
Now, your report talks about the housing undersupply intensified. That was amid rapid population growth. Next year, 2024, this is set to continue, of course, so it's going to put more of a squeeze on the market.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important to note that this undersupply of housing is decades in the making. You know, this isn't something that's just happened because we've seen population growth rapidly rise over, you know, the last 18 months. It's the combination of all of these factors really creating the situation that we've got today. And that undersupply is the fact that we just haven't built enough homes or completed enough homes to meet population growth really since around 2006, 2007. We went through a very long period of undersupply. You know, we went into a little bit of an oversupply, ironically, during the depths of the pandemic, you know, in 2021. But overall, you can't shy away from the fact that this has been a collective increase in undersupply as the years have ticked on.
So let's do a little bit of a reflection point over 2023. What are a couple of the biggest factors for you that really stood out for 22? I mean, I know that there are so many talking points, but what are your two big standouts?
Oh, for me, the two things are, I think 2023 is a really timely reminder that there are many things that influence pricing and demand for housing and price cycles. And the cash rate is just one of them. You know, we peaked that the downturn was going to be shorter and less severe than the upswing, and that came to fruition. And 2023, we also forecast that prices were going to rise. And that is exactly what happened. And I think, you know, while we were focused on the cash rate and interest rates, it showcases that there are many other factors that drive demand for housing. And I really honestly think that we underestimate the impact that population growth has. And, you know, while most overseas migrants do rent upon arrival, the longer they stay in Australia, the more likely they are to buy. And actually, population growth has a longer term collective effect on housing demand. So it's still going to be impacting our market today and into 2024.
Well, that's kind of wrapping things up for 2023. I know that we won't speak between now and the start of 2024. So thank you, Nicola, for your contribution this year. It's been great to connect with you, get those talking points on a regular basis.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I really look forward to unpicking 2024's property market with you.
And before you go, we know that you used to play the violin when you sort of told the told the audience that, and we talked about Vanessa May. So you'll be listening to a little bit of music, a little bit of downtime. How do you spend it over this coming up this Christmas New Year period?
Absolutely. It's all about the family. It's lots of swimming. It's lots of beach time and recharging and eating lots of food, of course.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, enjoy your break. Look forward to catching up in 2024, finding out what those talking points are, and stay safe, I guess, over the Christmas New Year period.
And to you. Thanks so much.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
Fair to say that the luxury market is what? Growing year on year?
Yes, I believe so. It's become something that people really enjoy, and they save up to take their family away and live the high life.
68% of the decisions are made by women about buying the house. So you've really got to watch who you're talking to when you're actually talking to a couple and working out who really is the decision maker.
So for that to actually happen, what order of events would you need to see before prices start to move in the decline column?
So in Sydney's particular case, when we're looking at 2024, it would need to be the continued acceleration of listings, because listings in 2022, when declines were present, and house listings in 2023, when the recovery was present, there hasn't been huge differences. They've been fairly similar.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.